פרק ה. פרק ה, פסוק א.
וואו, צ'יל.
בני, לחכמסי הקשיבה. לספונסי הת אוזנך. My son. Right? My son, listen to my chachma. Lisfunasi hat oznecha, and lean your ear, meaning listen carefully, attentively to my tvuna. So, the Goyin says.
Seems like we had this kind of pasuk 100 times.
Yeah. So he, you know, he works with the same yisaid which we've seen already. Kamash kasa lamala, he himself says, right. In Perek Beis, beginning of Perek Beis, Shemetchila tzarcha adam lilmoy ulekabel mirabay v'chakach yegil izboinin. First person has to receive the information. That's the chachma. That's the raw information you have to receive, learn and receive from the Rebbe. And afterwards, you have to hover over it in order to be mizboinin in it. V'yedua shel izboinin v'lei, that's the tvuna, l'svunasi hataznecha, that's the second step. Clearly for that is bininus, you need the extra hatoyas oizen. That you shouldn't lose anything from the words of the Rebbe. If you're not ma'ayin into each thing, and you just get like a klolius dika yedia, you're going to lose subtle points, sometimes less subtle, sometimes more subtle. But his bainin is important to make sure that you get b'shleimus what the Rebbe was saying. L'chei namar mitchila l'chachmasi akshiva shulakabe mirabai l'zbunasi l'zbainin al davar buya hatoznecha yoyzer kanal.
His bainin is not in a person's head afterwards?
It isn't. But hatoznecha is. That's a good question. Hatoyas oizin yoyzer. It's afterwards, because that's what he's saying, right? Amar mitchila. First he says to be makabel from the Rebbe. And after that, you have to be yegel izboinin. So the hatoyas oizen would be paying, it's like kiveyah, it's a little bit of just an expression, I guess, of putting your ear to it more. You're not actually physically hearing it now, but you're chazering over, you're going over in your head, or you're going over maybe out loud. But the point is, it's a lashon, it's an expression of paying attention. In an extra special way, paying more attention than just stam the etzem hearing of it.
Hey, he's not talking about your own bina. He's saying, Shemeach saying, this v'nosi hatoznecha. I'm going to give you over the chachma. I'm going to tell you the bina. So you have to hatoznecha more. The next hatozozin to understand the bina.
Yeah.
The bina is coming out.
You say he's teaching him the bina. He's not being spun on his own.
Lisvunasi, obviously.
No, to the bina of my chachma.
Right. Right. So that's why it's.
You explain him, and you'll cap the Lisvunasi. You'll cap.
Sevachkach yagel lisboinin. That's the lesson of the beginning.
That's the God telling you how to
do it. When the Rebbe teaches, he's giving over the chachma. Those are the words that he's giving over. But in there, right, included within his words. There's a lot of unspoken, so to say, or unemphasized things. A lot what you can extrapolate from the Rebbe's words, and that's the tvuna. The tvuna is those, like I mentioned, right, the pshat with Rebbe Eliezer, right? I mentioned this, that on the one hand it says that he never was
a saying shlo b'shem Amram.
Right, he never said anything that he wasn't mekal from his Rebbe.
Right, right.
And on the other hand, has the lashon that shalei shama oizen. On the other one, on the other hand, it says that he said over Torah shalei shama oizen ma'olam, that no ear ever heard. So how do those things to go together? It sounds like he's just saying over chedushim all the time that he didn't get. On the other hand, it says that he never said anything that he didn't. So I said, Rav Kook answered up that stira a beautiful way, is that he always only said what he received from his Rebbe, but he was the only ear that was able to dig in and hear these chidushim in his Rebbe's words.
But that
actually Shama Oizen Me'olam was no other ear hurt. His was the only ear that hurt.
So maybe that Tois Oizen means, Taka, that in order to be for your burnt, in order to allow for your burnness afterwards to be proper, person has to be makshiv. To get the basic idea, you can just hear from his Rebbe basically. But if he's going to be able to, in order to be mizbonin, in order to be mizbonin, you have to have been matarizin.
An initial.
You have to be medayik everything properly, or otherwise your bonus is going to be off.
So you're suggesting that hatos necha would be, even at the time of listening, to pay attention extra special carefully, so that afterwards you'll be able to be mizbonin.
I'm suggesting, yeah.
Could be. I'm not sure, because akshiva b'chayro would be. Because the hisbainin, the reason I'm not sure is that the hisbaininess itself has to be done afterwards. And the listening, what hakshiva is a real listening, so what you're going to listen, extra, like
for
you're
sure,
not going to
make all... You're saying that hatoyza oizin is a better listening than hakshava. So the question is, does he mean, is it borrowed type of lashon, like you're saying, maybe
yeah.
or it means literally?
Yeah, I'm not sure, you know, yeah. Could be either one.
He said in Pasuk Chof, the word says, B'nivi in Dalet Chof, B'nivi in Dalet Shiva, the Marai Hatos Necho.
Which one? Wait.
Dalet Chof.
Dalet Chof, yeah.
So, B'nivi in Dalet Shiva, the Marai Hatos Necho. So, in Hatos Necho, he said, listen even better, K'dei Lavina Kavana.
Right.
So, the Imam said, like, the more you listen, the more you understand the Kavana. Not just the
same thing.
Right. So we see that to get the kavana, it's not in the dibur, it's in the kavana. So you listen better.
Yeah, my only selfie is over here. The way the gra is, again, contextually speaking, over here. I'm not sure because he says. The first, he's looking at it in two steps. Benila Chachmasi Akshiva is one step. Lisfunasi at Oznecha, and that's why the Gra says Vachar Kechiegel is Boinis. So this, my suffix over here is the Hat Oznecha part of that second step. It's not at the time of the listening, in which case Hat Oznecha would be a little bit non-literal. Or could you say the way Rebbe Tzvi was suggesting is that you need already the Hatos Necha at the time of the actual learning in order to do the second step afterwards, which is the Tvuna part. I'm not sure. But, my Hagosha is a little bit the way I said it, but yeah. Huh?
That's how you said it.
Right.
There's a Tshuva Rashi somewhere. Rashi says something, B'Shem Rabbi. And he says, Zed Daiti V'Zed Das Rabbi. Afopi Shadloi Shoma. Even though I've never heard this from a rabbi, the Talmud in Libby Swarovski we have a Nosi Menno Yotso.
Yeah. Okay, saying so he's
even though he didn't hear him first, but he
is what he was kolet, is what he got me teich advarim.
Oh, I don't know. It just says that his thinking process was his Rebbe. So now whatever he thinks, I'm actually through the tool of him.
Just you're not missing something, or you're having more from what the Rebbe said.
Yeah, but here he's trying to say that the Rebbe is saying everything. The Rebbe is including a lot of things. It's just not he might not be expressing everything b'mefurish. Right? He's giving you the klal, and through your tvuna, you'll be able to chap the pratim that's included in the Rebbe's. The Rambam many times in his Perush Mishnah says, you know, I'm giving you the klalim.
Don't forget them.
That includes all the pratim. But you have to do that extra work, which is the lisvunasi atos necha. Yeah. Okay. So, pasuk beis, lishmer mezimois vedas vasecha in sayru. To guard. I actually looked up the Art Scroll translation of these two psukim. It's a little bit tricky how to translate them, but to guard the designs, that was the way Art Scroll translated mezimos. Designs. We saw the mezima, we saw the word mezima already a few times, you know, like meaning some kind of chachma, and it is. Lashon of Edom Zayman.
Zima, Lashi says, Eitas Chaton, the Targum says.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's
Eitza,
right
there. Yeah. So
that's what design is. What does
design mean? Yeah. It depends again. Eitza is. It depends on the context of what it is.
That was what design.
Design.
Like a picture? No.
No, it's
Israeli.
Okay, how would you give an Israeli
plot.
The word?
Plot.
Plot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something mituchnan, kilo. Something. I think that's the best way to say it.
Zima.
Right. Vedas vasecha in Seiru. And the.
Yeah.
And the das, the knowledge, right? Your lips shall guard. So okay, well, Grud just really says the same thing he said in the past. Right? Mezimos is a pnimius, the idea of the pnimius, and das vasechi in seiru is the chitzonius. So v'omer in seiru ki das hi anaf ha-tvuna. Das is like a branch of tvuna. So he uses the same lashon here. We saw the lashon of tvuna tinserecha earlier in the sefer. Okay, here he says chacham bina v'das. So that's these two psukim again. We've seen this same kind of layout, the whole going through sefer Mishlei. So you have bnila chacham asi akshiva. That's the chacham alusvunasi atos nechas the bina, and this pasuk beis lishma mezimas v'das v'sechi intzayru is the das. Okay, that's the structure that the that the Chachamim speak in. Shlomo HaMelech speaks in. Next pasuk. Yeah. What's that?
Lishmo.
Huh?
Lishmo is like a lamed teshuva. Like what's going on? What he said?
Lishmo. Yeah. Listen to my Chachma and my Tuna. Lishmo Mezima is that this, you're going to learn out the designs for Das Vasechi in Seiru, and you'll guard then the.
Al Yidei the Chachmas Yakshiva.
Al Yidei the Chachma and the Tuna. Yeah.
Why is Chitzonius after the Pnimius?
Why is the truth of the matter is what's actually counterintuitive, since you're already asking that question. So I'll add to your question, right? If I would ask you what's the Chitzonius or what's the Pnimius after the way the Gra explained the first pasuk, so I would say the Chachma is the Chitzonius and the Tvuna is the Pnimius. Because the external words that the Rebbe is saying, right, l'chayra, that's external, that's the chachma we said, and the bina is you delving into it, you being moitzi the pnimius out of what he's saying, extrapolating something that wasn't expressed b'mfurish. I would say that the bina then is the pnimius, and here you see, do you see it here? Here it's. You don't actually see it here, not before.
It says das is an anaf of tvuna, and that's chitzonius.
Right. So you could get out of this grow over here, right? He's really saying that the chitzonius relates to tvuna, whereas the pnimius relates to chachma, which is counterintuitive. So to answer your question, the pnimius being before the chitzonius in this case is pashut, because like we saw in the first pasuk, bni lechachma si akshiva. First, you have to hear the chachma, and only then you can get to the level of the bina. So, as far as the shot of the pasuk, it makes perfect sense to put the mezimus, which relates back to the chachma aspect, right, before the das of sechi and tzayu, which relates to the chitzonius aspect. But it's a good kasha, since we're plugging in, since the girl is plugging in the word primius and chitzonius here. What's going on with that, especially. With my added question, which seems to really call question to the whole understanding, but I've said it in the past. I don't remember if I said this or not. I did say it in this year. Yeah, so we'll say it again because I think these guys weren't here in those days. But the in Al Pi Kabbalah, the highest bechina is chachma. Then after that is bina, and after that is das. But when you go to the Bali Musar, you find always the opposite. That the lowest level is chachma, higher than that is bina, and higher than that is das. Why? Because Bali Musar say chachma, like we just saw, chachma is the raw material. The bina is your mevin davar mitech davar, so you got further than that chachma. You used that, you applied that chachma, intellectually speaking, to have to further your understanding. And the das is putting it into lemaisa is how to now take that chachma and bina that you've learned and know how to apply it to your life and how to put it into, and that's the highest mitzvah. mitzvah del bali musar, of course that's the highest bechina, that's the das. So, but when the bali musar, when the mekubalim speak about it, it's always the opposite way. And the reason for that is that it's just coming from two separate perspectives. Because ultimately, like, let's take Torah Shebichsav Chasav and Torah Shebal Peh as an example, which the Gra himself, I think, already used in Mishle, I think we saw this, right? On a Torah Shebichsav Chasav really is like in the Geder of Achma, and Torah Shebal Peh is in the Geder of Bina. Because Torah Shebichsav Chasav is, you know, Hashem says, Vayidabesh al Moshe, these are the words. And now the Bina, the Torah Shebal Peh, is delving into that and, you know, getting into the, and it's much more expressive, explaining this is what's included in those words, and that's the Torah Shebal Peh. So now, which is higher? So obviously, Torah Shebichsav is higher than Torah Shebal Peh, because the Torah Shebichsav is much more all inclusive than the Torah Shebal Peh, and it's in a concentrated form. It's like that's the so, but so again, so Meitzad the darga of the thing itself, the chachma is the higher level. That's like the chiyus that's inside of everything. When you're getting out, for example, like we use the Rambam's lashon, and this lashon, by the way, is a similar thing that the Ramchal uses in Adi Bamorim, where I think he says this exact lashon. If not, it's in other places. I remember it's in the Mechtov of Yaakov Moshe Chalapi. This type of, right? When you're going from the klal to the pratim, or from the prat to the klal. Going from the klal to the prat is going from chachma to bina. Coming from the prat to the klal is going from bina to chachma. So, the klal is obviously a pnimius to the prat, in the sense that the klal is much more all-inclusive, and the prat is something which has the klal within it. It's the chiyus of that prat. Without the klal, that prat doesn't exist. Right? The prat is just a prat. It's just a detail that's coming out of the. So, for example, let's say we have a drasha in a mesechta, and a mesechta's chagig gives us a drasha on a certain pasuk. So that drasha, on the one hand, is meivin davar mitech davar. It's being derish what's pnimius, what's hidden inside the words of the Torah. On the other end, it's only one specific prat. There could be other drashas, there could be other seudis and zayir, and there could be other many, many other things to be learned out of that same one word, right, of that pasuk. So that's a still, whatever it says in the Gemara over there in that one specific place is still a prat of the overall kedusha, the overall information, so to say, that's contained with this one word of the Torah. So the chachma in that sense is that the very word itself is the pnimius, in the sense that it's all inclusive. Whereas the pratim that come out of it are the chitzenius. Those are like, you know, aspects of it that you can flesh out of this pnimius, of this word in the Torah. So when the Kabbalah is discussing things, so they're going from the level of what I call always from top to bottom, is that that's the way the Chachamah comes down. The Chachamah comes down as Torah Shebichsav, as words. Torah Shebal Peh becomes way more, you know, expansive, and I would say das would, like, we'd call it psak halacha. That's like, what do you do with this? Where do you, you know, maybe not just psak halacha and the Sifrei Musa would all go in together. Das is how now should we apply and live with this? What came out of our Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh? So mitzad the kedushas haTorah, mitzad the madregas haTorah, mitzad the hasoga, mitzad atzmo. Clearly, the highest is the Torah Shebichsav, after the Torah Shebal Peh, and after that the Psak Halacha. But mitzat our activity, our actions, how we have to live. So we learn Torah Shebichsav in first grade. You know, we learn Torah Shebal Peh as we get older, and we learn Halacha when we're in Kaili. So hopefully, we get some in there before. But but the point is that's the applying it, the applying how to live. That as we go on, our whole life is basically trying to work on the halacha aspect. In other words, lasuki shmeis alib de hilchasa. That's where we have to go to. That's the highest bechinas, when a person can live al pi the Torah. That's the bechin of das that the bali musar are looking at. So it's just two different perspectives. And so when the Gra saying lishmar mezimus who apnimius, he's talking about mitzad the what's pumping the system is the chachma of the Rebbe. and the chitzonius is what you're fleshing out and what you're, because anything you're going to say is just, it's very interesting, you know. You always have this. First of all, you have it in the Gemara, right? You have it in the Gemara many times. A Rebbe says something, and then you have two different reports back about what he said. Certainly, in our days, you can certainly see very often, you'll have two Talmidim or more coming from the same Rebbe, and they will express the Rebbe's opinion sometimes very, very differently, and mamish sometimes become big machalkim, you know, both claiming that this is what the Rebbe held. And ultimately what comes down, what really where it's coming from, not only it's more than that, it's also most great, great people, most great, great Gedolei Hador, if you like, talking about the really the top Gedolei Hador, most of them, I'm not saying all, they don't have a Talmud who has all aspects of their issue, even on a small level. They just don't have, because, you know, you'll have one that will have this aspect of him, and you'll have another one that has another aspect of him, and it'll split up kind of amongst a number of different Talmidim, because the real big Gedolim are multifaceted. They have numerous angles to them, and the Talmud, you know, Talmud is a Talmud. It's very hard to be kind of all those different aspects. It's just so they'll divide up, so to say, you know, Me'aklal le'pratim. So whatever you have that Talmud saying, the Shem Rabbi is still just a chitzonius. It's a specific expression of what the. By the way, even for the Gadol himself, even for when you speak, when a person speaks, I always say this: and there's certain things in your head. If you have a shtickel Torah, or you have a mahalach or something, you know, in your head, something that could take literally a few seconds or a minute in your head will take a few hours to give over in a shir. I mean, if you think about it, I don't know if you've tried, anybody that gives shiur can certainly attest this, that in your head it takes literally a few seconds to a minute to go over something which now you're going to have to express in a very, very long time. That is a chitzenius klapi the pnimius. You see that the body works like that. The roish is like the pnimius to the body, and the body is the chitzenius in a relative way, right? Because the body's job is to really express and flesh and do, you know, by what the pnimius is saying. So you see, the Arizal points this out, that the Rosh is all connected. You have two eyes, you have two ears, so there's like the duality, so to say, the division into two, already found in the head. But the actual separation from the body really only takes place from the arms. Right? Like the arms, you know, come around, go up and down, the legs spread out, right? The head is really, even the ears, it's really all just connected, you know, in one, in a oneness. Because that's like the concentrated chachma, that's the concentration of pnimius, whereas the chitzenius is the expression, that's already where things branch out, and that's the, you know, represented by the separation that you have of the hands going out from the body and the legs going out from the body. Okay.
I always thought the reason it takes more time to speak something out than to think is because you're missing out on the akdomas. So you think you're after the akdomas and to speak it out, it's not going, it says in the mood, and you bring the shoyni, how you learn, you show you how you this, and build up the question, and
It's not only. Yeah, think about it. Yeah, a person has a feeling, right? And you want to explain to somebody the feeling. You know, he might not be missing akdamas. You just like
someone that's closer to us, or close down with someone that's closer to you. Like,
it'll take certainly will be easier. That's for sure. I'm not saying it's never true, right? But it's just it's a speech takes more time. Just. And you have, just to take the extreme example to the opposite, you know, you have the Shivchei Arizal, if I remember correctly. I don't remember the number it says there, but it says that the Arizal had a dream one night, whatever it is, they saw his lips moving, whatever. And he said, if I would be Megala, all the Sodos that were revealed to me last night, it would take me, I think, 70 years,
that's
I'd say.
70 years
to say it. Yeah, it's not Stam. A guzma ba'alma. He wasn't. It's not a guzma. It's that. Let's take Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up in the Kabbalah the whole Torah. You know, like in 40 days. Okay, he gave over in that concise form, and they were on a level where their lave was able to. But you know, I just mentioned recently this Lakash. I think I saw Zera Shimshon asked this week maybe that like, why was it in 40 days? Why not in one day? You know, like, it's a funny question. Huh? Like, it would take 40 lifetimes for us to learn it. We still wouldn't, you know, be able to do it. So, like, 40 days, that's like a short period of time. But the point is that it's pnimius, anything, but it's in the seichel of something. The seichel of something is not bound by the gvulas of Olam Hazeh. And our speech is already bringing things down into the gvulas of Olam Hazeh, and therefore becomes fragmented, and therefore takes time to express it, and takes it, whereas the thought process goes much quicker. Right? Person thinks faster than they speak.
Unless they do a good job. You have to double check the walk and think things through. Whoops, goes fast.
No, there is a mile of your speech catches mistakes at the good rights, but also it does get in haram. Nothing is not thinking properly. You know. If you think the way you speak, then haram, that's not, that's in the.
Every higher madrigal, for example, the speed of light is much faster than the speed of sound. Because, I mean, this is machlekes between the Mekubalim and the Leshem, right? It's Eilu Veilu Devilukim Chayim, but ultimately, up in Kabbalah, the eyes is considered a higher level than the, right? Which is really means that sight is a higher level than hearing, right? And I'm just adding to that that it's not stam. The speed of light is much faster than the speed. So the Zohar says in the Jirabo, he says that the eyes are pick, right? You have direct, when you see something, you're seeing something with direct, the light goes into the eyes, whatever you're seeing goes into the eyes right away. Whereas the ear, the ear canal is not straight. It's on, like, it has a little bit of a bend to it. And the Zohar says it's in order, and the Gro explains this, it's in order that there should be havchana, in order to be mavchin, in order to digest something, in other words, that you're going to do a beer on it, you're not just going to accept everything you hear, but you'll be able to analyze it and critique it, whether to accept that or not, that was done that way, that Hashem put the ears in such a way, so you're not going to just be makabel everything. You'll be, it's, if it goes slower, you're able to check it that much more. But that's the danger of the inayim, because the speed of re'iyah is so fast, it makes such an immediate imprint on the nefesh. The only way to deal with it is not to look, not to be mistakel. That's what the chashivas of shmiras einayim. It's even more than shmiras oznayim, because the oznayim have like a built-in checking system that you can accept or not accept. You can critique something, but the eyes work so fast. The speed of light works so fast that it has an immediate imprint. So the best thing to do is lower one's eyes and get used to not looking around too much. This is a very fashion idea. It's about this mamish desire. The Zohar Mefurash, the Gro explains it now. All right, so we'll stop there. Yeah.